Now we open the floor for the questions, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We'll take the first question from Stefan Klepp from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Stefan Klepp, Berenberg Bank. I have a couple of questions. First of all, I would like to get your insight on the sustainability of the order momentum that we saw in robotics. You said that you have already visibility for the fourth quarter, but how confident are you that order trend is going to continue in 2011? Then, just a clarification, did I get you right? To achieve your 10% margin target in robotics, you already have 5.1%. You see 3 percentage points coming from the new robot design, which takes out 25% of material cost, and the remaining 1.9% is due to the more favorable product mix going to services and general industry. Did I get that right? Then can you please split the break-even? You said you're going to achieve a break-even of 900 at the year, and can you give me a split for robotics and for systems? And last but not least, probably the euro situation. What do you see? How is the weak euro supporting your business in the BRIC countries as well in Europe? Because I believe that probably Fanuc and Yaskawa, because of the higher yen, which is at the moment at a record level, could obviously burdening their success in Europe. I would be very happy to get answers on those.
Okay. Let me start with the broader starting point about the order intake. I think if you look at the whole order intake number, you have to be look at it by business, as you mentioned. In robotics, we had the best quarter ever, so it means that in robotics we are on full capacity, and we see that for the rest of the year we do see that capacity remains here at a very, very high level. What did we see the last week? So on the robotics side, from this perspective, I do not see that we can do the next jump here, but we see that we are staying here on this high level given in the last quarter. On the system side, we had, compared to Q2 2009, only a slight increase. This business is as you know, late in the cycle. Therefore, we are confident that we have a further increase in order intake, that it will come from this division, and we do see big contracts out in the market with our global customers. Today we announced this BRIC contract where 50% of the order is in Q2, 50% in Q3. So maybe summarizing, sustainability in robotics, we do see on a high level some more potential. But the big potential for the next quarters on the order intake, it's more on the system side, because we are already high at robotics.
Well, concerning the 10% margin, understanding is correct. We see some 2% gap closing through a normalized market mix, and the further 3% from the new generation. You have to take into account that the new generation is the medium payload robotics. This applies round about currently to half of our robotic units. So it's not for the total units, but for half of the units. And we will see how much headroom remains, because we are not limited to 10% today. That's clearly the initial message. But I think we are quite confident based on the cost savings potential the Quantic and the new controls unit provide to us. Yeah, that it should be for us a done deal that we can close the remaining 3% gap through the new Quantic and the new controls unit series. If we can gain more momentum out of the reduced cost base, we will take that for sure. But initially the target is at least 10%, but not limited to 10%. This is today's message. It will be important, especially how the price level in the automotive industry develops in the future. And this will also apply to the next question you have mentioned concerning the situation with currency. At least, well, let's say that the weak euro, we will see where the weak euro will be at the end of the day. Currently, we have seen some recovery on the euro side. But what helps us today, at least, is that for the Japanese competition, especially Fanuc and Yaskawa Motoman, they have some issues in the other currency areas. And it's no, I would say, no direct help for us. What helps us here is the reduction of the price pressure. This, I think, we have already mentioned in the first quarter, that based on the current situation with the currencies, we see some limited room to maneuver for these competitors because of the high yen ratio, so that they cannot really go into further severe competition on the price level, because this would then, I would say, sustainably hurt their own financial models. So it helps us that we have some, let's say, normalized price level where the competition can at least show a healthy business in the robotics area. So this would, I would say, is the main positive impact for KUKA, that we have some reduced price pressure from these competitors. When we look into our 900 break-even model, this is what we say, what we wanted to achieve at the end of the year. From today's perspective, I would see that from the sales side, this would mainly be in the range of, let's round about, say, 330 to 340 sales in robotics and about 600 in systems. So this would be today's perspective on the break-even model. In this area, then, robotics should support with some minor margin, EBIT margin, in the range of some 2 to 3%. This would be some 8 million. Systems is about 1% on this level, which provides some 6 million, and this should then cover the overhead costs then in the range of some 12 to 14 million. This is the current view on the break-even model so far.
And the consolidation to take out.
Yep. This is the revenue side, yeah.
Yep. So can I follow up on the systems, what you mentioned, and as well your explanations looking into the numbers? You said that the higher sales costs are referring to, let's say, quotes for orders outstanding in the systems
yep.
business. Is that the major future indicator for order intake in the division, looking into an historical perspective?
Not necessarily, because it depends on the type of the order. Let's give an example. When we have a new plant, this would cause some higher engineering costs for the quoting activities. When we have some more or less copy exactly programs, which we also see now with the OEMs, where they only copy a plant from Europe to Asia or to some other BRIC countries, then you have significantly lower costs. But initially, I would say that high selling expenses are clearly an indicator for future potential, because normally the higher sales activities and higher closing activities lead to some higher order income in the future. So it is an indicator, but as I said, please be a bit careful with it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Thomas Rau from MM Warburg.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thomas Rau from MM Warburg speaking. Three questions, if I may. First of all, on your one-off costs you had in the first half so far, you mentioned some 3 million euros. Did I get it correctly that this is only attributable to the systems division, or did we also have some in the robotics division? Second question on holding costs. Could you give us an indication on holding costs for this year and a reasonable level also for 2011? And finally, on your margin targets for both divisions, I think you successfully made a big step in Q2 already towards your margin targets. You mentioned in your presentation, you said that you need roughly 1.1 billion in revenues to reach these these medium-term targets. Do you think that, given the very strong development in order intake, do you think that these targets might be already achievable for 2011? And could you also probably split that into the two business? That means which sales volume you need for in order to achieve the margin target for each of the divisions. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I will start the question. The first one was the one-offs, the sum 3 million. It's not in the divisions, it's on the holding level. Mm-hmm. So we have the 3 million on holding level, so the the division EBITs are not impacted mainly by any extraordinary charges here. So it's mainly on the AG level. It's mainly the restructuring team which is working here. And when you see the 3 million, that alone this work here can end up with some 5 to 6 million for the full year, depending on how many of the people we keep on board of this team until the end of the year. This also is then the indication on the holding costs. Holding costs in total in this year, I would see somewhere in the range of the 18 million range, roundabout. And for the next year, you can deduct at least the 6 million restructuring charges. We hope that we can significantly reduce them, maybe not to zero, but I would say from today's perspective, some 12 million holding cost expectation would be a fair estimation in this early stage when talking about next year. Concerning our margin targets for next year, well, from today's perspective, it's important also that this is also only a snapshot when looking onto the numbers today, when looking into our target model for the future. But what I would consider from today's perspective as target margins for the different businesses, I would like to see some 33% in the robotics area and would like to see some 13% on the systems area on the gross margin side. This normally, I would say, should support the basic model, the 10-5 model for robotics and systems. I don't know if there was any further question, but I think I have covered your question so far. Correct?
Yes. So, what I maybe one additional question on these margin targets. Could you give us an indication, roughly, which sales volume you need in robotics, given that the break even should come down to a level of 330 to 340
Okay. Yeah, I understood. So I would say for the robotic side, and then this applies then also to our total sales view that we have for 2011, what would be the working numbers? And today, working numbers, I would consider robotics 450, systems 700. This is 1150, less consolidation gives you the 1.1.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Michael Schaefer from Equinet. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Quick follow-up on your outlook statement for the second half gross margin evolution in robotics. I understand from your interim report that you're expecting a positive sales mix shift in the second half to drive gross margin expansion here. But looking at your reported numbers in the first half, where if I accumulate industrial and customer services, which is contributing something like 55% to order intake, and this compares to a number of 70% we have seen in the first half last year and 65% in the second half last year. So where does this gross margin evolution comes from? Because the order intake pattern doesn't suggest basically that you're seeing a higher share of industrial sales in the second half. Thank you.
Well, concerning your order intake pattern, it is important to know that especially in the first quarter last year, there was still some reasonable auto share in the sales numbers. This was based on the share in the order backlog. For sure, you are right that the order entry pattern in the last year was with extremely low auto. But today, the pattern for the first half year was that roundabout, normally we have, let's say, the standard pattern for the robotics business is some 40-40-20. This is the standard pattern on the revenue side, that we have 40 GI machine sales, 40% auto machine sales, and about 20% services. Currently, and this is mainly based on the order intake we have seen so far in the first quarter especially, but also already in the second half year of last year, that auto was some close to 10% stronger in the market mix than GI in the first half year. So we have some 10% of revenues have driven the low margin business on auto machines. But in the second half year, this is what we see currently when we look into the backlog pattern, that we move back really then close to our 40-40-20 model in the second half year.
Okay.
And this is also the standard expectation that we have a normalized pattern for 2011, because I think it was covered already in one question. When we look into the order momentum on robotics, We have the all-time high now in the second quarter, so it will really be extremely challenging to keep this level, mainly driven by the high auto numbers. When we see some normalized order entry levels in robotics, this will mainly be then based on lower auto order entries then, but I would say this is our expectation, and this is for sure the thing we look after, that we keep the pace here on the GI order side.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Bastian Synagovich from Deutsche Bank.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a follow-up question on robotics, and you touched already on it briefly. The margin progression in the business to 5% was obviously very good, but at a sales run rate of 110 million, you made 8.5% plus in previous cycles. So I was wondering whether this lower margin is still driven by worse prices or whether it's the product mix. Maybe you can give us an idea what's behind the lower profitability, and then looking into the second half of this year, can we already expect this gap to close in the third and in the fourth quarter? Maybe you can also give us some more detail here. Thanks.
Well, the idea behind your analysis, which is true that we have the 5.1% EBIT margin in the second quarter with 112 million revenue number. So this would show you that normally in the second quarter, the revenue number supports the 10% model, because I said before that the model works with 450 revenue and 112 times 4. This is then 448, so it's exactly the revenue quarterly number we normally should need for the 10% model. So when we look into the past, so what I have mentioned before, we have some round about 2 to 3% is the market mix. This is simply the auto share in the second quarter, which was, I would say, not in our normal pattern. So this normally would increase the 5.1 to the 7.1 range. The remaining 3% to the 10% model, as I said, have to come from the Quantic and the new controls unit cost savings mainly. This is a story that will not apply to 2010. So this is something for 2011. So this gap will not be closed. When we look back to former numbers, yeah, when you say that formerly we achieved a higher EBIT margins, this is then the reduced price level in the automotive industries, and it's a sad story, but it's a true story. These prices will never come back. So for the second half year, you could mainly expect that on the margin performance from the second quarter, that we should recover the market mix margin dip, but more to come is a story than for next year, when we ramp up then the Quantec new mechanics and new control unit, when then the unit cost savings also come into the gross margins.
Okay, thank you. And then another question on the R&D budget. You mentioned you had been cutting on outsourced research services. What are exactly the projects which you have been cutting away here? And is the 14-15 million also the level which you can then expect for the second half?
So I would say initially on the budget side, the 14 to 15 million, I would today see that we should more or less see some slight increase. It depends how much, but especially for the lightweight robot, we currently evaluating some further options, including also then some external third party services to boost also the lightweight robot development. So I would I cannot give you a concrete guidance today for the second of you for the R&D expenses, but I would expect from today's perspective an increase. Yeah, maybe it's in the range of 17 to 18, yeah, but it depends on when do we start the third-party services for the lightweight robot projects, and depending on the starting point, then also it's different what is the impact on this year. So if we start, for example, in August, it would have a different impact compared to starting in October or November, because more months running into the cost base of R&D. When we look into the projects, as Till Reuter mentioned before, we said that it was important for us to stay focused. So we have focused our R&D projects really on so-called untouchables. This means with projects which are very important for KUKA's sustainable future in the robotics area. This is mainly further development work on the Quantec mechanics and also on the controls unit and also the lightweight robot. These were the only untouchables we had so far. Other projects which only have some minor increased revenue base, yeah, this means the addressable market of these developments, shows only a minor additional revenue number. All projects where we wanted to enter into robotic segments which show currently already poor margins, we stopped. For example, there are some applications in the arc welding area in GI, for which is a high number of robots, but we see already today poor margins also for the key players like Motoman and Fanuc. Then you have to question whether you should enter into a low margin business or not. And we decided that, especially in these times, when we have to optimize the cost structure, that we should focus on other areas, but not on these areas which cannot provide sufficient margin performance for the future. For sure, when the situation relaxes and 2011 performs as expected, and what is our target case, then for sure we are more open also to commence or to open further projects to increase the product portfolio in robotics. But it's not the story for 2010 in R&D.
Okay, thanks. And the, basically the welding project is the only thing which you would point out there.
No, this was only one example. Yeah, it's not a list of eight projects where you stop to. We have a list of close to 100 different R&D projects. So this was only an example for you to give an understanding how we went through the project roadmap of R&D and what were the main drivers for our decisions to stop or to postpone or to keep on hold projects.
All right, thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Sebastian Ubert from UBS.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Just a few questions left over. Can you give us an indication of how your KTPO operations have performed and how do you see that going forward for 2010? And then just to reconfirm, so the adjusted EBIT, excluding some 3 million of one-offs in the second quarter booked, would be then rather 9.7 million for Q2, or was there anything also which we have not seen in the first quarter? Thank you.
Well, concerning KTPO, old question, old answer, yeah. We must not disclose anything. This is the agreement with partner Chrysler. But I can tell you concerning the current performance and also the ongoing expected performance, if I would have the money, I would acquire KTPO. This is the answer I can give you so far. Concerning adjusted EBIT, the 3 million, you can normally, the 3 million divide 1.5 roundabout in the first quarter and 1.5 in the second quarter. We didn't disclose it directly in the first quarter because it was a low number, but this is normally the payments for the structural team are linear throughout the year.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Richard Schramm from HSBC.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. One follow-up on the robotics side. You mentioned that you have already some projects in mind for Q4. Is this also related to general industry, or what is your visibility, especially in this area? Because I think that general industry, due to the usual smaller orders you receive here, has not such a deep visibility looking forward. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. You're exactly right. So what we see is in robotics is that the order intake in Q2 will more or less materialize into revenue in Q3. But what we see on the automotive side is that we, when the automotive customers are going to order, though we have a high visibility on the automotive side. Mm-hmm. On the GI side, it's exactly how you describe it, that our also sales force is really driving the G&I sales, thereby, we do have the 40% automotive. We're only talking about Q4. Q3 is done. We now have to run in GI in Q3 to see our revenue for Q4, and there we also see we have a good visibility and a remaining trend that in GI we see nice order intake in Q3. But it's right, automotive, we have this visibility in GI. We have the sales force which brings in the revenue for Q4.
Can you mention some examples of segments where you are making progress in general industry here especially, or is it really broadly above the whole range you are covering?
I think it's in the whole range. We see there's no particular market where it's picking up stronger. I think we have in food we are positive, and I think another was foundry, but it's food and handling are two areas where we have seen nice contracts in the past months.
question comes from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A few questions remaining. So maybe some housekeeping questions. First, the financial income or the financial costs were minus 9.1 million in the first half. So could you give us an indication where it should amount to for the fiscal year? The same with the tax rate. Could you give us an indication what taxes you might pay for the fiscal year? The second question then pertains to the robotics business. As you mentioned that the utilization is very high, could you give us an update of any plans for the expansion of capacities are planned in this year? And the third question remains to Grenzebach. I know that there were that we had some discussions about synergies with Grenzebach. Could you give us an update of how Grenzebach can contribute to your general industry share improvement? And could you give us an update about the synergies you achieve with Grenzebach together?
Well, the first question I will answer because I have covered these already. So the financial expenses currently minus 9. As I said, it, I would say it's a range between minus 15 to minus 20, mainly depending on the down payment development in the systems area. I said before that it currently becomes more challenging to get down payments from customers and give you a hint. Initially, then a main impact on financing requirements from KUKA. If, let's say, you have a 50 million order and some 10 or 20% down payment, you have to finance 5%, 5 million or 10 million, or to get down payment, it's a significant difference concerning then the financial result of the KUKA group. So today, the expectation is the range of minus 15 to minus 20, depending on the payment term development in the systems area mainly. Concerning tax rate, it's difficult to give a tax rate, so I will not provide a tax rate. I will provide a current view, but no guidance on the tax expense I see so far. As I said before, some up to 10 million are really tax expense and tax payments solely based on the profitability in our U.S. area, because all entities in the U.S. are profitable, and they will solely be attributable to 8 to 10%, 10 million absolute tax expense in the P&L and also in the cash flow. And on the deferred tax side, there is always some uncertainty throughout the year. So today I would give a range for the tax expense between 10 and 15. However, a main impact would be then how do we estimate our loss carry forward valuation for the following years. But this is something that will only be answered at year end when we see how 2010 went and how we see also the future expectations on earnings development in the single areas. But from today, simply a gut feeling is 10 to 15 tax expense.
Mm-hmm. On the utilization capacity question, we do have the capacity of up to 15,000 robots here in Augsburg. As mentioned, we do have up to 2,000 robots in Shanghai. We're currently producing in both areas, and I think in the long run it could be that we have three hubs, but currently we're very happy to have, you know, the availability of two hubs where we can also, if the number increases, we can shift some capacity to Shanghai, where also some demand is coming from our customers. So that's on the capacity side. On the synergy side with Grenzebach, I think it's unchanged. We do have single-digit million revenue numbers with Grenzebach, where he's a normal customer, a system partner, so a customer where we're working for the last 10 years. We do have some joint projects in the area of solar, but it's a project-type business where, you know, depending on the offering, KUKA and Grenzebach are doing projects. But it's nothing where there's a big synergy business either for Grenzebach or for KUKA.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question today, please press star 1. We'll now take the next question from Harald Remit from LBBW.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. Two remaining questions. First of all, looking at the price quality of your systems backlog of 500 million, should we expect there any negative effects in the quarters to come, or is the margin we saw in Q2 a sustainable one, or probably a slightly increasing for the rest of the year? And the second question, I'm missing some information about your regional development of the business at all. Neither incoming orders nor sales until 2009. We had at least the quarterly order intake and systems. And I already asked at the Automotica Fair, you presented your strategy to increase the business in the BRIC countries. How should we see any success of your strategy without any figures?
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's start first with the price quality. I think what Stefan Schulak already was mentioning, that the price quality was tougher in 2009. So we see better price quality from the contracts and order intake from Q4 and Q1. It's this price quality. It's tough outside, but the quality is increasing, and I think we will stay on the margin which you see in Q2. So price quality should remain on this level, maybe get a little bit better for us. On the regional development, maybe starting point is you have seen today that we have announced the contract for Brazil, where we have a double digit million numbers in the systems area. 50% is booked in Q2, 50% in Q3. So you see that we are also delivering on this development to grow BRIC. From the revenue side, the percentage we have 38-39% in Germany, Europe 22, North America 29, and Asia and others 10% for the first half year.
For the group as a whole?
For the group, yeah.
Okay. But is it not your plan to disclose it generally in each quarterly report, this kind of segmental breakdown?
I think what you see is that single contracts can change the picture very on a quarter and quarter basis. And for us, it's more the ideas: how do we achieve that the mix in the end comes up to a mix where we have coming from Europe, Germany, where we and we are strong in the U.S., where we grow our Asian and BRIC exposure. And if you show Q&Q numbers, I think the picture will not be as sober as we would want to show it. Therefore, I think it's more that we at the year end should see what we have achieved here, and that in the next year over years want to go to a balanced mix of sales in all three regions, in Asia, Europe, and the U.S., where we know that we're strong in the U.S., we're strong in Europe, and we have to grow Asia.
So it's important for you that this was not any major intention behind it. We have this continued disclosing the regional split, but it was a question of worthiness of the information. But no problem, so if somebody asks for this detail, we'll provide this detail, yeah? No doubt about it.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Achim Henke from West LB.
Yes, a question regarding your financing cost, the 9.1 million charges. Just in general, I know it's quite early to ask this question again, but are you considering to restructure your refinancing, your SIN loan structure, to lower the overall interest charges? Is this already your intention, also in considering the refinancing of your convertible bond?
Well, you can be sure that the current liability structure and the financial positions on the balance sheet are not the target structure. I think this is also in line with the expectation of our SIN loan banks. We are currently evaluating options how to restructure also the liability side. This is now possible since we have improving operating performance. It was not possible end of last year to make major improvements here on the liability side. You can be sure that we are currently investigating the different options. It's important to understand what is the main target. For sure you have if you have money loans from banks or other investors, you have to pay interest on them. The level of interest is depending on your rating, and this is something which will improve in the future. So the main target for us is on the financial strategy that we get flexibility to be in a position that we can freely decide what strategy KUKA should seek for, which major business decisions we want to take. And currently this is limited room for us based on the existing financing. So the main driver for the financial strategy in the future, I would say, is not mainly to reduce the financial costs. It's mainly to get really the option to freely decide how you want to develop the business in the future. Then you look into financing costs. I know it was mentioned that, for example, a bond issue could be an option for KUKA. If you see currently the high-yield bond area where the pricing of these bonds is, we're talking about a range of 8 to 12% depending on rating, depending on the window which is used by the bond issuers. For sure, if you issue a bond, this will not significantly reduce the financial expenses, but it will mainly change the position of the operational management, how to drive the company. And this is our main driver.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Stefan Agostin from BHF Bank.
So, gentlemen, as the refinancing question was just asked, there's just one left. Do you see these difficulties to get down payments by the customers for the systems confined to certain regions, or is there a differentiation to be made?
I would say today no, that this goes across all boards, and I think the main driver of the reduced down payment options from the customers, this comes from the customers themselves. It's the OEMs, the German OEMs, the European and the US OEMs. And if you look into their financial positions, I would say more compared to the past, also for them it's quite important to show a healthy cash flow, to show really then to utilize options in the working capital area, how to reduce the capital employed. I think this is a change compared to the past. In the past, especially German OEMs, there was no issue. They have seen I have some remaining budget in the end of the year. I want to expense this budget, so it was quite easy also to generate some additional cash inflows from these customers, only that they can show to their supervisors, I have utilized my budget. This has changed, I would say, and this is a structural change, that also these companies are much more focused also on cash flow management, on free cash flow development, and one leverage to improve that is to reduce down payments.
Okay.
So it's not a regional issue, it's a question of I would say, financial strategy of the OEMs, which has changed also after this severe downturn. Because they want to show financial solvency more than in the past, and I think this is one driver which changes the environment here.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll now take a follow-up question from Sebastian Ubert from UBS.
Yeah, good day, gentlemen. Just one follow-up question regarding the sustainability. Do you see that there's some kind of weakening in the order intake, or do you see that the trend is still going on into the third quarter with regards to the general industry and also with regards to the service business, which has picked up quite nicely in the second quarter in the robot division? Thank you.
I think as mentioned that we, in the order intake, you have to look into each segment. For more or less for the robotics, it's the first half should be equal to the second half, so we are on a very high level where we see order intake more shifting from auto into general industry and service, so a change in mix. But we are already at a high level, and therefore it's more keeping the pace here in robotics. And in systems, we clearly see that here in systems is more like a late cyclical business. We do see more order intake potential for systems, and therefore second quarter we hopefully see more order intake on systems.
Okay, thank you.
As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the call back over to your hosts for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for all your questions. If you have further questions, please call your IR team, and yeah, we wish you a orange afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.